to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines and order scenes with footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th of February. The prepper tip today is to go backpacking in winter. That means carrying everything you need in a backpack. No car full of nice things or a truck full of nice things. Everything you carry on your back is everything you have. You'll learn a lot. You learn about yourself. You learn about what works, what doesn't work. You learn what equipment you need, what equipment you don't need. It will be a learning experience. Spend at least two nights out in the cold and get that information, experience. At the moment, we have with us my friend Cindy Smith. And Cindy, we got our caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Welcome back, Charlie.
Hello, John. Yeah, I heard that you... I hear you said something about me calling back. I'm calling back. I wanted to comment on the gentleman there that called in. I agree that it's a spiritual war, but some of the things that he was saying, he was talking about President Trump saying that George Soros, I think it was, or the World Economic Forum guy, Klaus Schwab, was doing a good job. That is taken out of context. I know what he said. What Trump said was he was referring to, when he asked by a reporter how the World Economic Forum was going, what Trump went over there to one of them, okay, and attended one, and he was asked how it was going. He said he thought that Schwab was doing a good job, and he was referring to putting the panels together and operating how the forum that he was attending was going. He wasn't saying he was doing a good job as far as trying to run the world. As a matter of fact, Trump went on to say that he put America first in everything that he was saying, that America always comes first and not this World Economic Forum idea stuff. So it's taken out of context, and I don't like people to call in and say things like that because it can sway voters. It can sway people out there and believing the wrong thing.
Yeah, typically they're repeating something somebody already took out of context, so that they're it's done innocently, thinking that they're making a good report, but they're repeating something that's already been taken out of context, sir.
Yeah, it could be an innocent mistake, but it's definitely taken out of context. Now, I wanted to also say that. There's a report by a guy named George Webb who does a lot of reporting on the internet and stuff, and he's come out with an article just recently wanting to know, will the Supreme Court dump Trump from the ballot? And I wouldn't normally pay attention to something like this except for the fact that it's him, and he usually does some pretty good reporting, and he brings up some interesting points. And some of the points he talks about are Matt Gaetz and others are saying, are having a meeting, and they're saying in their meetings that Trump has not done anything that could take him off of the ballot. And this is interesting talk going on behind the scenes, and I'm just wondering, maybe that's one of the things that, who knows what we're going to see come down the line. But anyway, I just wanted to add that for context, because I don't. It's not a necessarily true statement. What he said is taken out of context. That's all I wanted. Thanks, right, guys. Okay.
Thanks, Charlie. We appreciate the call. Cindy, at our Republican Central Committee meetings, we are learning that it's an election year. We're getting twice as many people show up as we typically do, don't we?
Yes, it's very interesting when the baton of power is about to be passed, the number of people that show up. But when you're not in an election year, when you're just doing the work of the Republican Party locally, those people don't show up. So, that's very common. I've been on and been involved with a number of central committees over the years. And so this is nothing new. But I can also tell you, as a first-time candidate, there were powerful people in the county that would show up to my events that wouldn't be hardly anywhere else. And I think they were doing intelligence gathering. They wanted to get behind the horse that they thought was going to win the race, and they were there to see whether or not I was that horse. So there's a lot of different agendas that go on, even in local politics. But I think what you're saying is absolutely true.
Absolutely. Well, that's when you see these cycles come and go, you learn what to expect. Well, it looks like our next caller is John in Missouri. Good morning, John. John in Missouri, you're on the air. Okay.
I do not take those statements out of context. You know, he actually said Klausen's doing a fantastic job. I don't know what you want to make out of that. Spin it to get what you want out of that. But, you know, I don't do that. I just report on these guys. And if your guy, Trump, is such a good guy, he's doing the right thing, then when he was in power, why didn't he pardon all those January 6ers? But instead, you know who he did pardon? Rod Blagojevich, the guy that sold Donald Trump his Senate seat. I mean, this is pathetic. You guys are putting your faith in man, and this guy has betrayed you. And that's why we keep going back to the barbecue grill, is because of guys like that last caller who wants to just hang on little niblets that make him feel good. Now, you judge these people by the fruits of their labors. And I'm telling you now, Donald Trump is not who you think he is. He's part of the gang, man. And this nonsense has got to stop. And it ain't ever going to stop until we stop, you know, promoting these same guys over and over. And it's the same guys. I mean, you guys don't even talk about Tucker Carlson living next door to Hunter Biden, and how on the Hunter laptop, you know, Tucker asked, can you get my kids into college? Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. I mean, these people are all working together, and they're playing you like fiddles. And it's never going to stop. The District of Columbia is British run. They burned our White House down and built it, you know, on their land. That's not our land. I mean, you guys are wrong, and the guy, you want to keep on putting your faith in Donald Trump and all these little snippets that make you feel good. Hey, and then you want to say how I take out of context. Man, look at the fruits of these guys' labors. Like I said, he didn't pardon your January 6ers, but he pardoned Rod Blagojevich, who sold Obama his Tennessee. I mean, this nonsense has to stop. You know, you're never going to get any clarity and never going to have peace and never going to have that joy that comes from our Creator until you stop believing and trusting in all these men and charlatans that constantly lead us back to the barbecue world. I mean, it's pathetic. I mean,
okay,
they never
John,
come out and explain why he said that. Did Trump, is he going to come out and explain why he told Klaus Schwab he's doing a fantastic job so we can get some clarity? No. I mean, it's just never going to end. And you guys keep on going back to these guys and relating to them. Keeps on getting us our rears seared on the barbecue grill time and time again. You know, hey, we watched Bush do it. We watched Reagan do it. We watched all these people do it. The Clintons do it. The Carters do it. And it just doesn't stop. And all of a sudden, this guy Trump is going to do it because he said some right things. He's hanging out with all his other buddies and the Obamas and all them behind the scenes. And you guys don't see that because they don't plaster it on your tele-eye vision. I mean,
what
like
evidence
I said,
have you got of Trump hanging out with Obama, sir?
I don't have any, but their chances are highly likely than him hanging out with us. And the American people. I mean, look at.
Well, you just made a very definitive statement that he does hang out with Obama.
I did. But if he works at the District of Columbia, which is a part of the United States, and he knows that he ain't paying taxes, and he's working for the British Crown, and he's cramming it up our rear, you can guarantee that they know to keep a tight lid on what we see and what we don't see. If they want us to see it, you think they're going to not let us see it? If they don't want us to see it, you think they're going to let us see it? I mean, these people have a tight death grip on everything. If they don't want us to see it, just like the New Zealand shooting video that I had recorded on other video devices, and no matter what, you can't bring back that video because they don't want you to see it, you will never see it. They deleted that New Zealand shooting video because it clearly showed there was no blood, you know, on the white walls coming from the firearms. I mean, it was a clear setup. But like I said, if they don't
Which
want
shooting
to know,
was that,
you
sir? Which shooting are you talking about?
New Zealand one.
New Zealand.
You know,
okay.
The first one that kind of kicked off all the BS on all these staged and orchestrated shootings, because that's what they are. But we got to stop holding. We got to start holding these people accountable. Like, you know, hey Trump, you really want to prove who you say you are? Why can't somebody call him out on the carpet and say, explain yourself when you said this to, you know, Klaus Schwab? You know, and hey, how about explain yourself, you know, how you pardoned Rod Blagojevich, the guy who sold Obama his Senate seat and didn't pardon the January 6ers? You know, explain yourself. But we're never going to get there, because we're just going to hope that this guy's going to do the right thing and he's going to say a giblet that's going to make us feel good. And we're just going to keep on going down that road blindly.
Well, John, you've made your comments. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Okay, let's move on to our next caller. John in Texas.
Hello. There's a couple of questions. One, you mentioned the Germans fighting. It was fighting or, you know, were being questioned about Hitler, whether they tried to stop him. How many how many Germans at the time ever figured out or began to suspect that Hitler was a proxy of Stalin and the communists, and they were using him to break things open for him? Or how many, and there have been some that have since written books about it, but how many at the time began to suspect that this whole thing was being orchestrated for the purpose of spreading communism?
I don't know that's what ever happened, John. Anything else?
Yes, there seems to be, I watched Stan Johnson, he pointed out some articles that seem to indicate a growing sentiment for secession in the United States, and that would probably spell disaster if that actually came to fruition, wouldn't it?
The U.S. being split into two countries would be tough. It would be hard.
More than two. It sounds like more than two, possibly.
Well, I don't know about that, but you know, we're seeing things happen and haven't happened since 1860, and we just don't know what direction it's going to go yet.
Okay, if it did split, that would play right into the hands of those that are, and like, and people that are going down armed, going down to the border and convoying out there, is that really really grassroots, or is that something that's being orchestrated by higher-ups in order to create an excuse to cancel the election and instigate martial law?
I don't see this convoy as coming anywhere close to having martial law declared. It's a grassroots movement, and the truckers are great guys and gals, and hopefully their voices will move this whole agenda forward to shut down the border.
Okay, I think that's all.
Okay, thanks for the call, John. Well, Cindy, we get all kinds of opinions here, don't we, my dear?
Well, there's definitely a lot to unpack there. John from Missouri, I do agree with a number of the propositions that he made in his statements, but not all of them. I think there is a large component to what is going on right now in our country, and looking back at the War of 1812 and the War for Independence, the British interests never completely got their talons out of the colonies, and a lot of what went on in World War II, to talk about what John brought out in Texas, was actually fomented and manipulated from behind the scenes, from the City of London, from English interests, global interests in Europe. And so I think what we're seeing when we're having these conversations is Americans starting to realize that what they see in terms of a high-level analysis from mainstream media, Democrats against Republicans, is part of a larger and somewhat spiritual battle, divide-and-conquer strategy. And the truth is somewhere behind that veil We have people on the left and people on the right that are actively working to undermine American liberty, and our institutions are largely co-opted and corrupted. And so we need to rely on one another and God and not think that the Supreme Court or the President of the United States is going to ride on a white horse to the rescue and save our country. I think it's up to us.
Absolutely. Well said, Cindy. Well said. Looks like our next caller is Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello. Hello. Is Dave Hodges there?
Nope. Go ahead, Don.
Not there. Hello?
You're on air, Don.
Yeah, is Dave Hodges there?
I just said no. He's not here.
Oh, he's not there. I was going to ask him about Carrie Lake's, if her lawsuits are still going on, because he's from Arizona.
Right. We'll call back next week. Dave will be back with us.
Yeah. Well, this guy that, you know, they're worried about Trump. You don't have to vote for Trump if you don't want to, but I mean, who else are you going to vote for? That's a question. If you don't want to vote, okay, trust in God, but trusting in God is not going to help. If you get somebody like Biden, that's not a good thing either. And you can trust in God, but it doesn't hurt to vote. It doesn't cost any money to vote, right? Right, John?
It doesn't cost a thing, nope.
I'd say go ahead and vote for the best person, and I can't see anybody better than Trump right now, so I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Well, with Trump's stance on Operation Warp Speed and still supporting the vaccines, that's my reasons for not trusting the man. He's had many opportunities to come clean on why he supported the Operation Warp Speed, why he continues to support the vaccines, and he has not done so. I am very disappointed on one hand. On the other, and of course, before I leave the vaccination thing, was he convinced that the vaccines were good? Was he lied to? Was he threatened? Did they threaten to murder a family member? We simply don't know. I'd love to see the answer to that. Maybe we may or may not ever get that answer. But in the meantime, President Trump being elected means hundreds of conservative Christians riding his coattails in city council elections, school board elections, library boards, county council, state reps and state senators. That by itself is enough reason to vote for President Trump, don't you think, Cindy?
Yeah, I tend to have that similar view of electoral politics. When we go to the voting location to vote, we are not electing a savior. We are using the system that we have in place to influence the direction that our governments go, the local governments, city councils, county boards of commissioners, aldermen, alderwomen, state representatives, senators, and then our United States Senate and United States House of Representatives, and then, of course, the executive branch led by the president. So we are taking action in the physical world, but that does not mean that we stop praying and stop our spiritual battle in the spiritual realm. It's two things that are really supposed to be working together. And as an example of that, I'm thinking about the Black Robe Regiment at the founding of the country. A lot of those men were preachers, and they also were the first ones out on the battlefield bearing arms to win our freedoms. So it's not an either or, it's a both and. At least that's the conclusion that I've come to.
There is and I can't give the citation of what pastor did this, but a pastor was addressing his congregation on Sunday morning, and he had his black robe on. And at the appropriate moment, he removed the black robe, revealing he had his Continental Army militia uniform on underneath it, get the point across that he was advocating people stand up to the British crown and fight on the side of freedom. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. My sale on Valentine's Day sale on Energy Clear is in effect right now. $25 off Energy Clear, 25% off mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Cindy Smith. And Cindy, we've got a couple of calls on hold here. Looks like the first one is Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. You were talking about the black robe preachers. Well, the modern day preachers today, they all think they're going to get raptured out before they have the responsibility of standing against evil. I think that whole doctrine isn't correct.
Well, it's not all pastors. It's a, I don't know the percentage, but it's certainly not all pastors.
Well, it's got to be way over 90%.
You think, I doubt that high, but rapture theology is a fraud, it's a fiction, and it's a uniquely American theology, by the way. Other Christians in the rest of the world, unless they've been contaminated by American missionaries, they don't have a clue what you're talking about.
I agree. I think it came out of the Schofield Bible, I believe, if I'm correct. I don't know.
Well, it began with an American woman, Bible scholar, in the 1840s. She began the concept, and it took off from there.
Really? 1840s? I'll have to research it out.
It goes back a while, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's a huge problem with Christians not
it's
doing
a,
anything
it's a
right
problem.
Now.
I'm not sure how big it is, but it's certainly a problem, right?
Okay, that's what point I wanted to bring up.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Scott. Our next caller looks like Mike in Kentucky. Haven't heard from her in a while, Mike.
Well, I could address some of what that last caller brought up, but I think Trump was gotten to, and there's a lot of stuff that he griped about that he didn't seem to do anything about, like the spying and the social media stuff. I filled out his reports. I had evidence. Other people have evidence of the social media dirty tricks. And so he just started his own Truth Social, I guess, the kind of like the National Religious Broadcasters Association. They were going to sue. Nothing ever happened. They had their entire voicemail system by Comcast was hacked. I had evidence of that. I called Dunner to tell him about it the day that they sent out a mass message, a text message to everybody. And I called back their IT department like 2 days later, and nobody knew that they shouldn't be using voicemail for password recovery. I said, people, you need to be telling everybody, go turn off that feature. Don't use voicemail for password recovery, because if your entire voicemail system is hacked, they could compromise all kinds of accounts, get the, you know, reset the passwords, and then they're in like Flynn, and then they've infiltrated and, you know, find dirt on people, because something on the order of 20% of Christians are addicted to porn, or they maybe have an extramarital affairs. And so the National Religious Broadcasters Association was compromised in 2019 for at least 5-6 months of their voicemail system being hacked. So, and in the spring of 2019, I filled out Trump's reports on, you know, he wanted everybody to send in the evidence they had about it. And so I filled out a report on YouTube, Google, and Facebook, I think. Never did anything about it. And, you know, he griped about being spied on. But the big thing is, somebody got to him on September 11th, because he called in on WGN Channel 9 in New York. And he said, that building is really robust. You know, he said, my engineers, we took a tour of that building after the 93 bombing, and there had to have been other explosives in the building. It couldn't have just been planes that did that damage to these buildings. I scarfed that. I downloaded and saved that video and re-uploaded it because it was hard to find. There's a long clip and a short clip of it, and I re-uploaded it on my YouTube, Utah Gun Exchange video platform, which is not censoring people. I have problems with, what's his name, Mike Adams and his platform. Used to be real.video, then it got changed to Brighteon, then he pulled the rug out from underneath of me because he didn't have enough views for the videos I'd uploaded and all this crap. So just about every platform has these problems, you know, where they mess with you. But, you know, I think Trump, he's like anybody. That anybody can be gotten to with this global dragnet of spying that they're doing. And so why he's, you know, you could say he's the art of the deal. He's always looking for the deal. He'd rather make deals than go to war, sort of, you know. But anybody can be gotten to, I think.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Anything else, Mike?
No, I think that's basically gist of what I was trying to respond to these other callers.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. A lot of information that you can count on as being truthful and reliable. So check that out at thelibertyman.com. You also might want to check out the Valentine's Day sale. There's nothing at my website about it. This is all verbal. My Valentine's sale on energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. Get your energy cleaner, your mattress pad at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with my friend Cindy Smith. And Cindy, you ready for our next caller?
Absolutely, yes.
Let's see. Oh, well, I'm sorry, we don't have another caller at the moment. You have some comments you want to make on the Scofield Bible. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think what listeners might be interested in is doing a little bit more of a historical deep dive on John Nelson Darby and Scofield and his Bible. If you look at the history behind these gentlemen, there's a connection to the British. And, you know, the city of London and the British Empire, and the people behind that have been in power for a very long time. And my view is that they've really perfected a lot of the psychological operations. And what I see taking place is that this idea of a rapture is being very successfully utilized by them to create a religious war, so that folks that might not fully support the U.S. position on sending weapons to Israel are being accused of being anti-Semites. And, you know, that's one very powerful tool, a religious controversy, a religious misunderstanding, to divide and conquer citizens. And that's kind of the way I've been looking at the Darby Scofield rapture theology.
Okay, well, what rapture theology does, among other things, is discourage people from taking action because they really believe that they're just going to be raptured out of here at the appropriate time, don't they?
Yeah, it keeps God's army on the sidelines right when God needs the army to move forward.
There's an entire industry of movies. I don't know how many movies, maybe two dozen or more, where rapture is the main theme. I've watched a few of these. I'm sure you have also. And the whole thing looks rather miraculous and very nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, what a fairy tale. If you're the kind of person that likes to do a deep dive and look at Scripture, you will find there's a lot of places in Scripture that do not support that reading of that theology.
Absolutely. Well, whenever the opportunity presents myself, I let people know that rapture theology is bogus, it's a fiction. It's a uniquely American theology, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, there are things good about some of the uniquely American viewpoints on things. You know, some of it stems from our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. This would be one thing that that I wouldn't hold up as a positive for American culture. This has been a negative.
It has been. I don't want to dwell on this too much longer. What direction would you like to go next, my dear?
Well, I wanted to let you know that there's an article today on China just launched its first AI commercial satellite, and I think that's very interesting. They actually launched multiple satellites into Earth's orbit through a series of space missions. 9 satellites were successfully launched, but there's one specifically called the, it's hard to pronounce Chinese. I'm going to pronounce it Jing Shidai 18, and it is an AI-enabled satellite. So we've got something new going on in space, and I think it's very interesting.
It is. What do you think the consequences are going to be, if you have any idea?
Well, we are aware that satellites are very involved in international communications in a way that, of course, was not apparent, say, in World War II. And the fact that they're implementing AI at that level shows me that there's some thought, perhaps, about using AI to keep control of international communications. And I think it's something to be concerned about.
It is something to be concerned about. Well, not much we can do about satellites. And in fact, that topic was covered when Tucker Carlson was interviewing Vladimir Putin about the Elon Musk satellites. And Putin wasn't really concerned about those satellites one way or the other, quite frankly. Let's move on from there. What's next on your list, my dear?
Well, let's see. I have something else here open. This is breaking from Gateway Pundit. An individual by the name of Alan Winston Filion created a website and was selling swatting services online to radical leftists.
Really?
And I think that's very interesting that's been uncovered. You know, there's been a whole slew of people being swatted. Even our Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft, was swatted. Lots of folks in Washington, D.C. This seems to be, it's not new, but they seem to have dialed up this ploy to keep people on the back foot and fearful and, keep people who do have positions of political authority fearful or anxious. And I think it's very revealing about where we are as a country right now in 2024.
It is, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of discussion, and you and I have had some of these, my wife, about will there or will there not be an election in this calendar year. What do you think?
I think the globalists, if that's how you want to characterize the people who want to maintain the grip they have on this country, I think there's a realization that an assassination of Trump would make him a martyr, and that would unleash Americans in a way that that they aren't right now. I think a lot of Americans are concerned about what's going on in the country, but for the most part, they're kind of doing a wait and see approach. We do have, of course, a number of good organizations doing sort of a resistance. Some of the things about election integrity, censorship, exposing that. The medical freedom movement, exposing the tyranny that's gone on there and the psychological operation that you so often talk about in your opening comments of a section. And so those good things continue on behind the scenes. And I think we are kind of in a fifth generation war where we've got this biodigital warfare going on. And the American people who are trying to maintain hold of their liberty and get their country back are kind of the resistance. And so we cannot rely on the institutions. We cannot rely on the Supreme Court. We cannot rely on any particular political individual. It's all about joining forces as citizens and taking our country back.
That's what it's all about. We need to unite together as conservative Christian patriots, don't we?
Yes, and I think one of the tools in our toolkit, and I talk a lot about this when I'm working with groups and talking with other citizen activists, some of the things that maybe we've lost sight of, with the advent of social media, I think a lot of people have stopped using the frame of reference that we would have used if it was the New York Times back in the 1950s was cite your sources. Just because something is on a social media site or a website or stated by a podcaster doesn't mean that that is accurate information. And like we talked about earlier, information gets shared because the person who has the information feels like it's legitimate information. But with AI, deep fakes, suppression, censorship, behind the scenes kind of manipulations of websites and green screens and everything else that's out there, you really, as a citizen, have to do your due diligence to go and dig in and find out what is the source of that information. And then if you find, as I've found many times over the past 20 years, that you have a news aggregator or a podcaster or a news outlet or website that is not correcting the record when they get something wrong or is refusing to report on something that's important, you know that you need to pay attention to that. And so you have to do your own due diligence.
You do have to do your own due diligence. And that's what I always recommend is people to listen to what we say here at Republic Broadcasting and then do their own independent research to verify what's being said as being accurate. That's a smart thing to do, isn't it, Cindy?
Well, it absolutely is. And, you know, Americans have gotten complacent. We have had it so good for so long in terms of our civil liberties being protected by our institutions. And we really have to adopt a different frame of reference, which is you cannot just assume that your local county commissioners are going to protect your civil liberties. You can't just assume that your state Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court is going to protect your liberty. You really have to be paying attention and working behind the scenes to make sure that information is correct and is being shared with other like-minded people in your communities and your neighborhoods and your counties.
I agree, absolutely. That's the smart thing to do. That's the wise thing to do. And that is, in fact, what needs to be done. So moving on from there, you and I are both committed people. I'm the committee man, you're the committee woman. And we encourage everybody to get active with their Republican Central Committee in whatever county they live in, don't we?
Well, yeah. And, you know, our state laws in terms of elections are very much designed to have, let's just say, for example, election judges at a polling place. We have a Democratic representative and a Republican representative. And I just don't talk only about the Republican side of the ledger. If you are a Democrat and you are concerned about the way the country is going, we need you to serve on your local Democratic committee. We need election integrity, and we need to partner with like-minded Democrats to make sure that we have election integrity. That's the system that we were given by the founders. That's the way our state set up our elections. And I know that, especially on the Republican side, I have more knowledge than on the Democratic side, but in central committees across the state, we have openings, lots of openings, and there's a way to get involved. It doesn't take a huge commitment of your time, but it can make a difference because these committees are voting on taking actions and doing the work of the local parties, and we need citizens to be engaged there.
We do, and I hope people will pay heed. And we got a couple of callers here. First, we have Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Okay, hi there. I have a question and then a comment, okay? The question is, and if I've asked this before and we've already discussed it, then you can just tell me that and I'll move on to the comment. The way that the Congress website is set up, the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, we are not supposed to go beyond our representatives and our senator. And so you have to physically look up somebody else's address. So like if I were not to be in Florida, but I wanted to get a hold of Matt Gaetz, I'd have to look up his candidate address on the FEC website or on some other website. Do you have an explanation as to why Congress, like, doesn't even make the suggestion that we're to go beyond our local representative and our, you know, our senator, and why the Congress website does not make the suggestion that we can go Congress shopping and we don't have to be confined to our House representative and our senators?
Cindy, you got a response for her question?
Yeah, my view has been that those U.S. congressmen and women and senators are trying to direct constituents into their website portals to take care of what their needs are, whether it be something along the lines of constituent services or getting a request in to the congressman or senator, or getting them information about how they want them to vote on a bill. And so I don't think their mindset is one to create another funnel for folks to go down to the state level or the county level. And I think it's just a matter of them having to process a lot of different types of requests and information. I will say, though, if you go to your particular congressman or senator's page or any across the state, you will often be able to scroll down and see the contact information, even a fax machine often, for their district offices. And that often is a better way of communicating with them. They get a lower volume of requests. And, you know, there are staffers in each of these district offices as well that will, you know, they might not have a direct connection to the congressman or congresswoman or senator until they come back home. But that's another very effective method to communicate with your elected officials in Washington, D.C.
Well, if you understood the comment, that really the comment that I'm making was that if I wanted to direct something to Marcia Taylor or to Jim Jordan or to Matt Gaetz or Thomas Massey or somebody that I think would do something with it, would act upon it, and I'm out of their state, and the Congress website does not facilitate that, I would have to manually look up their candidate address and send it to them that way. So I'm just making that comment that it doesn't make the suggestion that you contact anybody besides, you know, who is your own U.S. House rep and your own senator. That's just the comment that I'm making, that it doesn't suggest
okay,
that
Melissa,
you go up
well, you,
by
you made your
box.
Comment. We appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. We got one more caller, and we'll be right back after the break.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company! Fix! Bayonets! Move! Right! Face! Hard! Hard! Pull them left!
All right, we're back. Kyle in Montana, we're almost out of time. What's your question or comment, Kyle?
Yeah, Cindy, one of the things you said there just a minute ago kind of piqued my interest. You said, you know, we really can't even depend or trust in the Supreme Court. And I was sitting here thinking to myself, you know, that's ultimately, that's the total rule of law. And if there, I mean, that's the summation of the rule of law. And if we can't trust the essence of the rule of law in this country, and you project that out in your mind just a little ways, the only thing left is to take everything back by force some other way, because I don't see doing little tiny things other than state secession, which, you know, as that goes along, these 25 or 26 states that are supporting Abbott in Texas. But I think it's almost going to come down to that if you cannot trust the rule of law. Your comment?
Well, we require the three branches of government to carry out their duties under the Constitution. And to the degree that they're not doing that right now, we have lost the rule of law. But I don't go then to the proposition that force of arms is the way we're going to get our institutions back. I think folks getting involved, starting locally and working our way up through local, county, city, state, and ultimately the federal government is the way we get our country back. And secession is something that is a part of that conversation, as is nullification, the 10th Amendment. So there's a lot of different viewpoints to be considered in this, but I don't necessarily go immediately to armed conflict as the way. I think that actually is a tactic that would not work to preserve our liberties.
Okay, let me ask you a question then real quick. Do you think in any way, shape, or form, we have enough time to be able to start at the local level and work our way all the way up to the president again?
I don't know how much time we have or how much time it will take, and I don't believe any human being knows that. That's kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier with this being a spiritual battle. You know, my faith is in the God who created me, and I'm going to put my boots on every day to do the work of the kingdom, and the result is not up to me. It's up to God.
Great. I agree with that. Thanks, John.
Okay, Kyle. Thank you for the call. We're out of time here, Cindy. I want to thank you for being with us. Look forward to having you back next Tuesday, my dear.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Great show. Really appreciate all of the folks that called in today. We had some really great topics of conversation.
We did, absolutely. Thank you very much. Have a great day, my dear. Okay. Well, tomorrow we may have a special guest. We may not. It's in the works. Otherwise, we'll have Professor McCanny and my friend Steve Benone. Jeff Nyquist. Jeff Nyquist. In the meantime, your medical supplies, your energy, clean essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, the large state of Texas, the great county I live in, Crawford County, Missouri, and God bless the United States of America.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.